And they're not distinctive. They are one. And that is how a marriage is, with Christ being at the center of your marriage. Does that make sense? I hope that's helpful. Now, I'm not going to do it, but there's a story that I wanted to read in here. And it's going to be on the sermons that are going to be in the entryway back here. It's just a very powerful example of whenever you're married and one of your life, you know, the husband or the wife's life comes to an end. The lady in this story makes a comment. And I believe it's just a comment that is, it's where I want to be with Jamie when one of our lives comes to an end. To be able to say, thank you for loving me so much. Let's pray. Dear God, we celebrate this idea of relationships. We know, Lord, that nothing we do should be done alone. Nothing. You created us, Lord, to be in relationship with one another, with people. A Christian life is not a Christian life unless it is lived in community. A marriage is not a marriage unless the partnership is one together. Dear God, we ask for your powerful anointing. We've done terrible, terrible things throughout history, including our society, to this relationship of husband and wife. And we repent. We ask for your forgiveness, God. You created it to be such a beautiful, beautiful thing. And humanity has taken it and turned it on its head and torn it apart because of our selfishness. Here in this country, we have what's called the Bill of Rights, Lord, and we really have no rights. All we have are responsibilities. To give you praise, to give you glory, to give others love, our time and our talents and our treasure, to build up the kingdom of God. We have no rights, God. We have responsibilities. And if everyone believed that all of us had responsibilities, this world would be so awesome. We thank you, God. Anoint us and forgive us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Please remain standing. And before we do our closing hymn, I just think it is very important we dedicate this festival of sharing gifts that you all have brought to this church and will be shared around the state, around our nation, around the world. And so let's just take a short, 30 seconds to give God praise and to ask for God's presence to be with these. All right, let's pray. Dear God, we thank you, first of all, for you, your creative power that is within us. We thank you for all the wonderful gifts that you give us, as Jace just said, and we just want to dedicate these festival of sharing wonderful gifts that this church is giving to others, Lord. We ask for your powerful anointing to be upon them. We ask, Lord, that they be used in such a way that will glorify you, Lord. We don't want any part of it as First Church other than to glorify you. And so we ask that your powerful presence be with them. May they, each of these gifts, be given in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. That's all that's important, Lord, to us. Be given in Jesus' name, in your power. Dear God, may pets give people a way to get around that at this point have no way to get around. May this, these dental kits, and these paper kits, all these kits glorify you and all that they are used for, Lord. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Let us sing verses 1 and 2 of 566. Be blessed be the dear uniting love. That got me first service, too. Thank you. God's peace and God's power and God's presence. Go from this place knowing the intense love that God has for you. May you feel in tangible ways.
May you feel in tangible ways His presence and power in your life. Go in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God's peace. Amen.